Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
We call them boppers.
Oh, hell yeah.
No. They play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
Enter the D.
Shout out to the commission. I think his name is pronounced people.
Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
This is the first dick pic.
That's an achy breaky molly.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast. Except for one problem. No OJ.
I'm a fumble guy. He's got to make the first move.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on America's dick.
When it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
I don't want fop, goddammit.
Living life like every day is my last fopcast.
What up, foppers? It's I, the commish, coming at you live.
Live.
Late.
Saturday.
Saturday, until further notice on Saturdays. And we got episode 32.
32.
Yeah, and with me as always is Cam, a.k.a.
Well, not always, but like 90% of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
The champ.
Yo.
They don't need to know. They don't listen. They don't know the difference when I have to have Ian sub in.
It's true. We're kind of the same person, but not really the same person.
Not at all. Weird. Yeah. And yeah, episode 32, Saturday morning. We'll be coming at you next week with a draft special on Monday.
Ooh.
And I don't know what people's schedules are like, but maybe some bonus content too. Who knows?
Yeah.
We haven't thought that far ahead because
we never do.
I mean, yeah, that's very true. Shall we just rip into some headlines here?
Let's rip into it.
Surprisingly, there's...
Let's rip the lid off of it.
Yeah, not a whole lot as far as fun, wacky news this week.
No, it's kind of been a slow sports week. I mean, preseason football.
We're in countdown season right now. Countdown to football, countdown to basketball, countdown to NHL.
Yeah, it's like everything. It's like when you start to get a chub. And it's like, it's almost there. It's going to be awesome when I get here, but you're not there yet.
Pre-cum season.
Pre-cum season. I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. But one thing that is wrapping up is the LFL. So,
ooh, ladies.
Finally got some answers on some big mysteries here, Cam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
Did they reach out to you and their due diligence? No, didn't think so.
I doubt it. I don't think they know we exist, except for my snark comments on Facebook every now and again. But as we said last week, we said that the last game had gone on, but we did not get any results in typical LFL fashion. But now, thanks to the magic of the internet, we know that Austin closed out the season at 4-0. Hooray, Austin. Thanks to their 20-18 win over Nashville.
The acoustic must feel electric right now.
Ooh, good. Yeah, they should change it to the Austin Electric and then maybe the Austin Metal or the Austin Hardcore.
Ooh, yeah. Hardcore. Yeah.
Hardcore parkour.
Hardcore LFL.
Mm. Right. And because this game was actually really pivotal. If the Nashville Knights had won, as we can see here, except for my big head is blocking.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically...
No joke. That really knocked the Knights out.
Right. But look, if you look at the X's and O's. So we got Atlanta Steam.
X's and O's. Sorry.
No, you're good. Atlanta Steam at 3-1, right? So they actually end up being the only team from the East to go, which makes me really confused because I thought there was supposed to be Eastern and Western Conference Finals. That's what it said on the schedule, but I guess
no.
Those have been canceled due to lack of teams in the East. So with that win, Austin goes 4-0, takes the West, right?
Yep.
We knew Seattle was going. And then the temptation at 2-2, even though they're tied with two of the other teams, Nashville Knights and Omaha Heart, are now in the playoffs as well. So that's three teams from the West, one from the East. And that shit is going down today.
Boom.
But we don't know.
We can't watch or get the game live. So.
Yeah, it's definitely going down. Both games are in...
Ontario, California.
Yeah, which is weird. That's obviously where the Temptation play, but fourth place team. I mean, they must have just scheduled it beforehand. It's the only thing.
What's his name?
Mondrazo.
Mondrazo must have, you know, scheduled the arena months in advance.
Marty McMondrazo. Yeah.
Something like that.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we
Mitch
knew.
Mitch Mendoza or whatever.
Mitch Mendoza, that's it. He, well,
Billy
we,
Blank.
Yeah.
Billy
no, Bobby Hutchinson or whatever.
Bobby Bilko. Fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, let's.
We had it down for a little while there.
Well, I think the long
Bobby
story.
Bobby Hurko.
Hurko. There we go.
Boom.
The long story short is we're probably going to have to watch these games on Twitch. I mean, it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta stick to like one of our key topics.
Here. Right. And then we failed a little bit. I do want to watch some of these close games, but shit happens.
Yeah.
We
life do. Life gets in the way.
Yeah. So we'll figure that shit out. Maybe if we stick to Saturdays, it could be a whole big thing where we do an episode and then do Twitch live stream an NFL game.
Yeah, man.
Something to shoot for next summer.
Shooting blanks.
Yeah.
In pre-cub season.
Yeah. what's up, John? What's up, dude? Oh, just podcasting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. yeah. So, like we said, so we got Atlanta Steam is going to be playing against Seattle Mist. That's appropriate.
Steam makes the mist.
Yeah, two forms of the same thing.
And then it makes you moist.
Yeah, and then we got the LA Temptation playing the Austin Acoustic. This is going down later today, so if you're in Los Angeles, go drive to Ontario.
Yeah,
or there's an airport there. Just fly there and check out both of these games.
Oh, fly in, fly out?
Yeah, why not?
Quick day trip.
For an LFL playoff game, I'll do anything.
Yeah, it's totally worth it.
Right, and then the Legends Cup takes place September 7th in Seattle. So potential hometown advantage, as we've been talking about all year, for the Misters.
Should the LFL have a cup, or should it be like a...
Oh, it's a Legends Cup.
No, I know, but shouldn't it be like a trophy or something? I think cup is like male sportswear cups.
Yeah, true.
Dude sports.
They definitely cups. Aren't wearing cups in LFL.
That's what I'm saying.
They probably should. Have something down there though, because a knee to the groin isn't going to feel good for either gender.
No, correct.
Or anything in between, for that matter.
Yeah. Mm. You don't want a cunt punt.
Mm. Or a knee taint. To your
foot to the gooch, a gooch, a sandbar.
You could do
hammer. I don't know.
A hooch to the gooch. I don't know. Not coming up with anything.
No.
But yeah. So. I was going to do fan mail, but there's nothing really all that funny in there.
No, it's just the same
just the
Ethiopian prince saying...
Yeah, Norwegians and Ethiopians, but...
Come follow God with us.
I found this sweet competitive hot dog eating mask on Facebook Market, though.
Dude, I love it.
Only $25.
Ooh, I think it comes with a paddle to push the hot dogs down your throat faster.
It definitely comes with something to push something else down your throat. I wouldn't really call it a funny story, but one hell of a way to go. Someone died in a taco eating contest this week.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like just choked?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, tacos are not something you should speed eat. There's a lot
Were they soft shell or hard shell?
I believe they were hard shell.
Oh, that's idiotic. whoever came up with the hard shell eating taco contest should be fired from life.
Should probably get manslaughter charges.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's just ignorant.
That's just ignorant.
Yeah, do soft shell, man.
Yeah. So fuck. Dog eating contest mask for sale. I mean, according to the spam mail, going back to fan mail, you know, if you're looking for a hairstylist or ideas and the best hair color trends of 2019.
Hit us up. We got a guy.
Yeah, we got
a guy.
Gal. Gribbin@gmail.com and then keshnick@gmail.com.
Oh, man. They're all pumping hairstyles.
Yeah.
We got three.
Or you could donate a car. All sorts of crap.
Dude, I have too many cars. I might just have to donate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1-877 cars for kids.
Oh, dude, that's free ads. Don't do that.
Hey, I'm trying to help out the children. This is my charity work.
The children?
I can write this off or something.
Yeah. All right, so...
it's my community service from my last 8 DUIs that I don't have.
I was going to say, dude, you're airing your dirty laundry here, bud.
I know.
Mm.
But I can make it up, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so... as you guys know, I'm a part of... Shocker United now.
Yes, you are.
And as we explained, it's not just based on, hey, my team lineup gets set every week, I get points. It's more about side bets. So exciting. My first side bet was this morning.
Uh-oh.
I actually haven't looked at the results. I saw about halftime what was going on. But me and Kent, who is a guy from Portland that my brother or that Bloody and the boys know, right?
That sounds like a guy from Portland, Kent.
Right. Well, he lives in Portland. They're all Syracuse related somehow.
Yeah.
But apparently he has a beard. So with the help of my brother, and this might be repeat news if anyone listened to our Shocker United Explained episode, I basically made a lumberjack bet.
Okay.
So I believe 2 weeks, 3 weeks when I'm in Chicago, And we're doing the whole Shocker United adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I or whoever loses has to rock a plaid shirt, some sort of goofy work jeans, the ridiculously oversized suspenders, you know, like the work suspenders.
Yeah, the thick ones.
Yeah, yeah. And a knit hat. And
you should have to wear Timberlands.
Yeah.
Like 501s and Timberlands.
I mean, if it's me, I have some shit I can wear, but...
I got some logging boots if you want.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Is like, I'm flying Spirit Air, so I don't want to pay for the extra shit.
Just wear them.
Yeah, I gotta. I also have to bring equipment for recording, because we're probably going to be doing a live shock cast.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shockdown.
Maybe not live, but we'll do something. Anyway, so I haven't seen the results. Got to dress like a lumberjack. Oh, and the icing on the cake here is... Depending on the goal differential, the loser has to carry around X amount of logs. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So
bring a leather strap or some rope to tie them together so you can carry them.
I don't know where I'm going to find a cord of wood in Chicago.
Dude, I guarantee like a supermarket. A cord of wood?
Well, yeah, because I mean, might.
Do you know how much a cord of wood is?
I thought it was just like a little.
No.
Oh, is a cord like a truckload?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I don't need that much. I just need like a little package of wood.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Supermarkets will sell like little bundles of wood most of the time.
Yeah. I just was wondering because it's Chicago. But anyway.
Ace Hardware, maybe.
Without further ado. Let's see what happens. So my team is Sheffield United. I'm playing against Lanchester.
It sounds like a
shaving cream. Shit.
Oh, are you the...
Oh, God. Oh, bummer. That sucks. So,
only 1 point, though.
Only one thing of wood that I got to carry around, but I definitely lost and will be wearing, once again, be forced to wearing extremely out-of-season hot clothing in Chicago thanks to these Shocker United hooligans.
I think it's Panasonic is coming out with, or Sony is coming out with, like a personal little air conditioner that's like this big, and you can just like drop it in your shirt and it will keep your entire body cool.
I mean, I think I'm just gonna wear a plaid shirt that's not super hot, but I do have to wear a knit cap, and
dude, you're gonna be sweating your balls off.
Yeah, so Sheffield looks like
your commish balls.
Leicester City here scored in the 38th minute. And
they have a pretty dope logo there.
The
fox face, yeah.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that one was not up for grabs.
Nope.
I mean, I got some cross swords. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yours looks like it's from Arabia or something, though.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, Sheffield United, like we said, that was one of the first athletic clubs to field a football team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the origin of these logos. Bad commission.
Maybe they were part of the... Knights of Columbus? No, not Templar.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the Shiners.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe they're like old school Shiners, like OG.
Get your shine box, Spider.
All right.
Well, that sucks. One cord of wood for me, and I'm gonna try. I'm gonna be honest. Maybe I go get a wood piece of wood, hollow it out, and that becomes my cup.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can do that all while you're in Chicago and make a wooden cup.
I'd probably have to bring it.
Once again, you're flying Spirit Air. Yeah. They'd probably break the shit out of that.
Eh, if it's a log with a hole in the middle of it.
I'd love to see them wrap the, you know, like baggage, the baggage thing around the piece of wood. Like, have you seen the one where the guy checked the can of beer in and it's like going around the conveyor belt for the baggage claim and it's got like the tag?
What?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'll try to look it up real quick, but it's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, that blows, man. I was really hoping I'd make my debut with a victory, but I should know better that when it comes to fantasy sports, victory is not guaranteed. Bummer.
Yeah, if you go to a beer, if you just Google beer checked as luggage, there's a picture of it on the conveyor belt, and it's like a single beer, and it's going around. It's pretty fucking hilarious. Plane passenger checks.
Oh, here. Shit. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's great. I love the
innovation.
Yeah, and it's like I really wanted this one beer.
That's fucking hilarious. I'm surprised it survived.
Yeah, right?
If I was the guy in the luggage thing, I'd be like, well...
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm getting drunk on the tarmac today, boys.
It's no different than any other day.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Typical Tuesday, somebody's providing me beer.
Yeah. So, before we move on, Meg sent me this sweet little ditty here. The NHL has proposed a the Great Sweater Showdown.
Oh, I like it.
So this is a bracket you can vote on, I believe, NHLNBC.com. And, yeah, I think we should give our 2 cents here.
Yeah, man.
So I'm going to go ahead and...
Well, it's no longer the North Stars, right?
Right. I mean, it's just like the coolest jersey. Okay. It's not like who's going to win the Stanley Cup.
That Bruins jersey is fucking dope.
Yeah, yeah.
They should always have the Bear Bruin jersey instead of the dumb B.
Yeah, I think they need some kind of thing. But the B is like timeless, and I think I accidentally deleted your picture by hitting return on the outline. But
it's all good.
Let's go through
Which picture? The one I had at the bottom?
Forsberg, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh. You can add it again.
I didn't save it. I'll see if I can control Z it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good call. Whatever. So, first matchup, we've got the old school or the 90s Islanders versus the old school Kings, man.
There it is. I got it back. Whew.
Cool, cool, cool. I don't know how you just made those links on accident, but who you got in this one, Cam?
I'm going to go Kings over Islanders.
Kings?
Yep.
Okay, and is that your prediction or your preference? Because I feel like we should distinguish.
Oh, if we're going to predict, then I'm going to go Islanders.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. See, for me, it's Kings hands down.
Nah, man, that crown's played out. You got a cool old dude that has a hockey stick and a beard and a dope hat. I'm going Islanders.
Okay, before you make your final decision, I'm going to say that's like one of the most panned jerseys of all time. People hate the Islanders jersey.
I did not know that.
Cool. But you don't care because you're the champ, man.
I'm going with the Islanders.
Okay, Islanders.
Islanders.
God, this fucking slow.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, maybe put yours down. I'm going Kings.
Okay.
Undoubtedly. I think that'll win. I also would choose it as my own.
Well, you're fond of purple.
So. I do.
I know. I know you.
This is a really dumb thing I was going to bring up when Ian was coming on next, but probably pretty obvious. But what's the one, like, true color that no team has officially in the NHL?
Green? I don't know.
No, it's purple. There's no team that has that as their official colors. Oh, there's alternatives.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, like, official purple anymore. So bring it back, Ducks. Bring it back,
yeah, somebody.
Kings.
Bring on some perps.
Yeah, it doesn't count if it's on your third jersey. Anyway, next up we got Flames and Jets.
I'm going Flames.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't see how the Jets could win. This isn't
I got it.
Okay, cool. Flames.
Flame.
Okay, cool.
Flame.
Yeah, the Jets, I mean, what is there on there? It just says Jets.
It's got a jet flying through with its contrail or its chemtrail, however you want to look at it.
Chemtrails?
Yeah.
They were trying to tell us all along.
They knew in Canada before anywhere else.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, got to keep the hockey going. Now, this one's going to be a toss-up, I think. But we got the old North Stars, Minnesota North Stars.
Yeah.
Or the Colorado Rockies.
I'm going to go with the Colorado Rockies. I'm from Colorado, man, and I dig that logo. It's literally tattooed on my body, and I've made clothing with it. So
just the sea or the full mountains?
Not the full mountains, just the sea. It's tattooed on my body, but I've made other stuff with the entire Colorado flag logo.
Right.
And the North Star one's dope, but it's not like if it was like the Big Dipper pointing to the North Star, I'd have a little bit more like dig on it. But it's just an N with an arrow to a star.
Right.
It doesn't have like a hockey stick or a puck.
Right.
Or I don't know.
It's pretty basic, but at the same time, I think it's going to get a lot of nostalgia points because they're still the Stars and the Rockies don't exist anymore. They're the Devils, technically.
Yeah. The other thing with the North Stars, though, like now they're the Wild, and that has nothing to do with Stars either. So
no, actually, the North Stars are the Dallas Stars.
No,
and
I know
the Wild's
that.
New.
Yeah, the Wild's the new Minnesota team. Right. I know that.
Oh, okay.
But I was just saying that they kind of did what the Rockies still would house an Avalanche. the North Stars could not hold a wild beast.
I guess. I don't quite follow you there, but whatever. One thing I wanted to show you was there is... All right, fuck this. This keyboard is driving me crazy.
Here, I'll write down predictions.
Well, no, I was trying to look up. There's a Dallas jersey that is a Longhorn, but it's like also the constellation Taurus.
Oh, see, that's dope.
Yeah, but it was panned, and it looked shitty, but the idea was cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of like when...
Good idea, poor execution.
Yeah, in...
Story of my life.
Right, but like the Predators had like a less sportsy-looking... Saber-tooth tiger,
mm-hmm.
but it looked like shit. But it's like, I like the idea, but this looks like garbage.
Gotcha.
And I mean, I actually dig this logo, which actually brings us to the next. So this is weird, because this looks like the new Buffalo jersey.
Yeah, the 50-year anniversary one.
Yeah, with the gold versus the Predators jersey. And I guess, I don't know, like, it's kind of a metallic-looking cat. I don't know why these two, Sabres versus Sabretooth, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, I don't think there's any real logic with any of these matchups, to be honest. I guess those two were from Canada. But, yeah, what do you got here?
I'm going Sabres.
Yeah?
Ian's going to be pumped.
I'm going to say Preds. This is good. We got some...
Yeah, we're conflicting a lot here.
Well, it's not... Remember, it's not necessarily the one that I like. It's what I think is going to win.
Gotcha.
So I do love the metallic gold Sabres. I think that's a real cool look. I think it's good for a third jersey. I don't necessarily like it as a final. Moving on, we have the Old Nordiques versus the Coyotes.
They should have used the one with the fleur-de-lises or the trash department from...
Oh, yeah, the trash department New Orleans. Interesting. That would that have sold you on this?
Yeah, if it was the light blue one with the fleur-de-lises.
Okay, so a little bit of different color scheme with the fleur-de-lis.
But I'm still going to pick the Nordiques over the Coyotes because that looks like a six-year-old kid drew the Coyotes one.
I love it. The Kachina logo, though. It's classic, man. Like, it's like the only thing that a lot of people like about the Coyotes.
Really?
And they brought this back, yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Cool. This is awesome. We're disagreeing, so yeah. We're going to, like...
I seriously do not like that logo at all. I'm like, nope.
I think we're going to agree on this next one, though. Ducks versus Blues with red.
Oh, so you're going Blues.
Oh, no. Hell no. Mighty Ducks.
Ducks. I agree.
Mighty Ducks, technically. Yeah. The crossed swords with the cartoon fucking
Ducks.
Helmet.
Ducks.
No one's ever touched Quack. That originality, Quack. In my opinion.
No, it's dope.
Yeah, and just because Disney came up with it doesn't mean shit to me. Like, I honestly, it makes it better because D1 and D2 are probably one of the better hockey movies of all time.
It's true.
Hot take.
Hot take, oh, baby.
I can't wait till the NHL season starts and we do our movie or hockey movie draft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch some movies, though.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this is probably the hardest one for me. Capitals old, or 90s Capitals Screaming Eagle logo or the Hartford Whalers logo.
The Whaler, both of those are really dope.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing is I want the Caps to win, but I think the Whalers are going to. What do you think?
I think the Capitals are going to win.
Okay. So
the Whalers one is dope, but the Screaming Eagle is a little bit cooler.
I really wish they would bring back a third jersey with the Screaming Eagle in the Capitals colors, like that sticker I made for my helmet in the Sauce Toss game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they totally should do that. Like, bring back the Capital logo and...
Start a petition.
Yeah.
We have the power of the internet.
Yeah, the problem is people love the throwback Capitals jersey. And you know how I feel about the Caps logo, man. The eagle, the weagle, the
yeah.
W eagle is dope, but like, ooh, Capitals. I'm like, I know it's timeless. They won a Stanley Cup in it, so it's never going away. But
true. But I still, yeah. Bring
for a third jersey, man, like, let's have some variation.
Yeah.
You know?
Bring, like, rotate in other iterations.
Yeah.
And then come out with some new ones. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see what happens, obviously, with the Stadium Series and that kind of shit this year.
Yeah, especially, like, the Avs ones you did.
Right.
Shit. Well, you know, I know you did them, but
right.
It'd be cool if they were in that same vein.
Yeah. Okay.
It's at the Air Force.
Well, I'm going Whalers just to be right, but not because I like it. And then this one... Bruins versus Canucks. Now, this is the Bruins grizzly-looking bear versus the weird... It's supposed to be a skate blade.
So, oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
It's like a skate with the blade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's all chopped up and weird.
It's like a...
Oh, that's the Canucks. I'm sorry. I should specify because people aren't looking.
The Vancouver's.
Yeah. So
the Canucks.
I mean, I got to go Bruins on this, man.
Yeah, it's like a very 70s, like, you know, scratch... Not scratchy, like horizontal lines.
Yeah,
like,
very
line drawing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I think it was in the 80s when they started using that, but like early 80s, so late 70s styles are still...
Still running rampant.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bruins one. I like, out of all of them, though, the Bruins is my favorite.
Yeah, and if you guys can bear with me, we can actually look at what Meg...
Bear with me.
Stall for a second, Cam.
All right. Yeah, no, I kind of like this little thing we got going on here. Kabaddi complaint?
Just to waste time.
Okay. What was my biggest issue this week? My car broke down. Motherfucking BMW broke down and had to have it towed last night back to my house after some guy rented it off Turo, and I don't know what the fuck he did, but it shut down and now I can't get it to start, so I got to get it to a dealership or some kind of bullshit, and I'm not too happy about it.
That sucks that it was somebody else's shit.
Yeah. And you know, I'm just like, how are you driving it? He's like, well, like normal. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I'll ever do Turo again.
So. Right. Okay. So,
what are you looking up?
I was looking up what Meg picked. So she,
oh, okay.
It's all the same that I picked.
Okay.
Except for the, well, actually, wait. This I sent her the ones I liked the most.
All right.
So she said, I have all the same as me. So Kings, Flames, North Stars, Preds, Coyotes, Ducks, and then he had Whalers and Canadians. But I had to correct him and show him that that's the Canucks.
Okay, so Kings, Flames, North Stars,
all the same as me, except for Canucks at the end. That's what Meg did.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's probably not all that interesting to other people, but hey, we got to fill some time because sports are kind of boring right now.
Pre-cum season.
Pre-cum season. Or blue ball season, maybe, depending on how you look at it. Let's jump into some starting lineups.
Might as well.
All right, this is the. I'm really proud of this.
My
selection, or my team name this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I need to explain the story first, and that'll make the reveal that much better. So essentially, I don't even. So Fish is playing is supposed to play Dick's Sporting Goods Stadium out here for an entire weekend.
Fucking Dick.
Fucking Dick and fucking Fish. So no one likes that shit. But they had to cancel people camping in the parking lot, which I'm like, why didn't they just do that to begin with? No one wants to deal with that shit. But due to the fact that prairie dogs are currently carrying a species of flea that is currently carrying the plague.
Yeah.
So, Westward, one of Denver's publications, posted some of these wonderful tweets about it. But before we get into that, let's take a look at my logo and team name, which is... Oh, not on the screen.
Oh, it's a flea fish.
Oh.
In tie-dye. With the death...
Fleas. how fast do you think we can get t-shirts printed up? Because this concert's going on next weekend, and I think we could sell them.
Dude. The fish lot would definitely pay for that.
I'm pretty proud of that one,
dude.
Man.
That is fucking dope. I'm very impressed with that.
Yeah.
I love the little breathing, you know, skull and crossbones.
Right, because it breathes water in the stupid fish logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we print up t-shirts and then we write fish sucks on the inside of it.
Fish suck. Yeah, like have it like in the back or some shit.
Or just underneath. So like when they go to wash it, they're like, I paid $25 for this fuck. Oh,
plus
wait.
They're never going to wash their
shit.
Yeah,
shirts. I was going to say, joke's on us. They're never going to wash their shit. But some of the best tweets from this Twitter storm that went on. Fish concert camp out canceled due to plague-infested prairie dogs. And then the response was, if I were a plague-infested prairie dog, I wouldn't want to listen to Fish either. like plague-infested fleas are going to bite Fish fans.
It's true. They're filthy.
99% sure that fish fans brought the plague to prairie dog. 42 AD, 10,000 people a day died in Turkey, or
died in it from Turkey.
From Turkey. Mid 13th centuries, 20 million killed in Europe. 2019, it was responsible for canceling camping at Denver's fish. So. The last thing we need is a bunch of hippies tripping their faces off, contracting the plague. That's exactly how the zombie apocalypse starts.
It's true.
Movie idea. fish fans are carrying way worse shit than the plague.
And we're going to lose like 40 minutes of that movie idea to a guitar solo. We're gonna be like, fuck.
He agreed to play for free. We didn't read his rider though. 40 minute fish solo in the movie. And finally, see, all plagues aren't that bad.
This, like I said originally, I'd totally be down for it.
Yeah, and fish is the actual horror. Plague infested varmints are standing their ground. Oh, God. So if you want to sign on to Westward, there are some golden tweet. Ironically, getting the plague is the best thing that can happen to you at a fish concert. These are so fire. And this is the good side of the internet.
It's why I love the internet. Like, Dina and I always talk about like how the internet's good and bad, and when it comes to the good parts, I'm like, it's because it's so goddamn hilarious,
right? And please remember to vote for these. We got a tie on our last starting lineups.
Yeah,
you had a fucking 4 lineup streak though.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, on to, I probably should have saved that one for last because these other ones, they're not gonna hold up. Your team name.
I am team JZFL.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Jay-Z's trying to make his own little NFL deals, right?
Yeah. Essentially, he just signed like an entertainment deal and the world is up in arms.
Do you think he's going to be doing like Monday Night Football song?
Well, that's the thing is I think it's like an overtime thing. So I don't think they're ever going to replace Hank.
They got the chick now.
No, that's Sunday.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah, sorry.
They're the same song, but it's like,
Hank, it's here for Sunday night.
Yeah. You've been working all hard in America. Did I mention it's America? This song's not about football. It's about America. It's Sunday night. I'm in Daisy Dukes.
Football.
Man. Faith Evans? No, Faith Hill.
Faith Hill, yeah.
Faith Evans would be good for Jay-Z.
There you go.
Yeah, so they signed a big deal, and obviously people have politicized it. Everyone's all mad at Jay-Z because he feels like it undermines, like, you know, the
Kaepernick thing.
Yeah, but it's like, why can't two things exist? Like,
hey, it kept Kaepernick relevant for another couple months.
Right.
I mean, the dude fell off there for a while, came back, fell off, came back, you know.
Yeah, now it's back.
I think it's just like, right, you know, he keeps like getting his ember flamed.
Yeah,
before it burns out.
But who gives a shit? Like, Jay-Z's, I mean, his record label's called Rockefeller. Like, he's in this thing to make money.
Yeah.
And if this brings some hip-hop to the NFL or, like, some other, like, the other side of that coin, like...
Yeah, you can't be all redneck, dude.
No, you gotta
be... other demographics watching football.
You gotta be a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, and a little bit hip-hop.
Like, we need some Latino influence.
Dude, yeah.
Let's get some Enrique Iglesias in there.
I'll be your hero,
no.
Baby.
I totally messed up. Shakira? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Whatever happened to her?
I don't know, but her hips did not lie.
Truth. Truth. Yeah, so world up in arms over seemingly nothing. Big deal. A billionaire made a deal with another billionaire. Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck, dude? Like, oh, somebody else is getting rich again?
Yeah.
And it's not us?
Yeah, I mean...
We should be more up in arms about that.
Well, and to be fair, like, Killer Mike, of Run the Jewels and Atlanta rap fame, he was like, dude, he's like, both things can exist. So, like, one of the biggest influencers in modern hip-hop was like, who gives a fuck? So, I'm with him.
I give zero fucks.
Everyone chill out and go get the plague at a fish show.
Please.
Yeah.
If you're up in arms about this, go see the fish show and try to stay in camp, please.
Right.
Do us all a favor. Just don't spread the plague to anyone else.
Yeah. But a couple of good logos you can vote on soon to come on the Fans of Fopcast page.
Flop-a-wop.
Flop-a-doppy-dee-doo. My second is Coke Netsoff.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bad news from the Capitals camp.
I got some coke in my lineup, too, now.
All right. Wonderful. Evgeny Kuznetsov suspended 4 years from IIHF international play after testing positive for cocaine.
Ooh.
This is bad fucking news.
Yeah.
Obviously, he got videotaped earlier this season, and then the NHL... Well,
wasn't that after the... season though?
Yeah, it was after the well the video
the season
came
was
out
over, yeah.
I'm not sure when the actual video was taken.
Okay.
But IIHF has banned him from international play for 4 years, which is
damn dude, all for some cocaine.
Well, for testing for it, not because of just the video. So they drug tested him, he failed.
Oh, yeah.
And by some miracle he hopefully won't get in trouble with the NHL because he immediately signed up for their drug counseling program.
Ooh,
and
brilliant.
Technically cocaine is not on the list of banned substances, but it's like,
God, I should have tried to play hockey.
Well, that's the thing though. It's like in their drug policy, you can't do it. But as far as like PEDs and that kind of thing, they don't have a ground to stand on. He hasn't been convicted of any drug related crimes. So there's a chance he might still be able to play in the NHL, but
nice.
Dude, I mean, he's Russian, man. He's very proud of his team, and it sucks that he can't play, man. And plus, like, I always liked silently rooting for Russia because I got Ovechkin and Orlov and Kuzi on the
and
Russian
Chernobyl.
Team. And Chernobyl. Well, I think it's technically Ukraine now.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. So that happened, and that really fucking sucks for Kuzi. But then again, probably should avoid cocaine if you are a professional athlete. And it's also kind of sad because he's got a kid. So anyway.
I think NPR missed the boat with the phrasing on this one.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let's pull it up.
A dead cat, a lawyer's call, and a five-figure donation. How media fell short on Epstein. I think Epstein fell short.
Ooh. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I'm just going for the punchline there.
Okay.
And phrasing. You know, come on, NPR. Like, think about your headline before you post it. Like,
well, he didn't fall.
A dead cat.
Fell short of hitting the ground.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you some
he
points.
He fell short.
I'll give you some
points. He didn't
fall
long. If he would have fallen long, he would have been alive.
Clint. Yeah. Probably. Or many of the other people. You hear that Chris Tucker's, like, in the loop on this shit now, too? And he was just about to release a special, and then people are like, hey, here's you at the Epstein Island.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, dude.
Rutro for Chris Tucker.
I mean, here's the thing, though. A billionaire invites you to his island. You're probably going to go. So even if you had nothing to do with whatever awful, awful things were going on there,
yeah,
you're going to get a lot of like witch hunty blowback from this. So,
well, yeah. Have you seen the list of people like floating around with celebrities and stuff? That's supposedly who went.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's got like Tom Hanks on it and shit. And I'm like, I don't see Tom Hanks being a kid diddler.
Oh, well, I better get on back to the mainland.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mr.
God.
Rogers.
Oh, yeah. He is. Oh, no.
That looks dope.
The movie looks dope.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry, though. I couldn't even make it through the other documentary. It's just so like, wow, there is good in this world. Please don't come out that he was touching those kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, dude, fall short. All right. My third pick. So the NHL, EA NHL game ratings came out this week. And some players aren't happy, especially Matt Zuccarello. He posted, it's crazy how at Makita Zibanejad has a higher rating than me when I've been carrying him on my back for the last 2 to 3 years. Life is unfair, I guess. So Zuccarello not happy with his 84 rating as it relates to whatever MZ's rate. It's hockey season. I got to get my my names back down. But yeah, so you can find those ratings posted throughout. The thing is though, like the way that this game has worked is this might be your rating for like your campaign and stuff. But if you do the Hockey Ultimate Team, which is one of the more fun modes, you're going to get guys that are like 99, even though that they're 99 is the highest rating, even though that they're it's just like a specialty card. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I got an Ovechkin that was like 82.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which isn't good. And then, you know, I can only afford the Ovechkin that's 89 because it's pay to win kind of shit.
Of course.
Yeah.
They want your money.
Yep. So what else do you have?
My last one is another Koch headline. David Koch, billionaire, conservative activist, philanthropist, dies 79.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just impressed. He didn't, you know, I think it's kind of related to the whole Epstein thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was not getting child's blood anymore.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Good point. Well,
he was missing his infusions.
It's sad when anyone dies, but. Because
I actually just found a list, and actually, he was going to.
He's going
Epstein's
to
Island. Yeah.
Epstein's Playhouse.
Yeah, seriously. Alec Baldwin, Ralph Fiennes, Ted Kennedy, David Koch.
Right.
Courtney Love.
Oh.
Yeah. Woody Allen. Big surprise. Chelsea Handler.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Donald Trump.
Wow.
Who else? Mort Zuckerman, whoever that is. Bill Clinton.
Mort
Kevin
Zuckerman.
Spacey.
That's just Mark Zuckerberg's
his alias.
His fake alias.
Mort Zuckerman.
He's like, I've seen what he's been sharing.
Yep, Chris Tucker.
Yeah, dude. Yep. Yeah, well, Jesus Christ. Can we not talk about fucking child molesting super
Sorry.
Billionaires? So Koch's dead.
Koch's dead. Epstein's
Great.
Dead.
Well, that's one
and
less billionaire
Jay-Z
tyrant.
Took over the NFL for a brief moment.
Yeah, yeah. My consolations or whatever.
Consolidations.
Yeah, that. Anyway, let's move on to some hometown heroes before we get into our main topic today. All right. What is going down with the Colorado Avalanche?
I mean, not too much. They're doing their rookie playing today or tryouts today. So all the young kids are trying out.
Open tryouts or whatever?
Yeah.
Or they're...
Not open tryouts. It's just rookies. So it's like 18-year-old kids and shit. But Peter Forsberg thinks the young Avs team is looking really good. And Peter Forsberg is looking like a straight-out baller.
Dude, fucking man rocket.
Yeah. I'm loving that look.
He's looking good.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I
can only hope to pull off the slick back long hair that's receding hairline and a glorious beard and aviators when I'm like 50 years old.
You can probably do the beard and aviators. Your beard grows pretty quick.
Yeah, true.
All right.
And I'm growing it back this winter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, winter's coming. Everyone, so my Lyft profile picture, I have a giant beard and dudes were like calling me out on not having it anymore. They're like, well, there goes our conversation piece. I mean, they were being cool about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It
okay.
It's like fucking hilarious. Like, well, I was going to talk to you about your beard the whole time, but I guess you cut it. And I was like, yeah, sorry. It's getting a little out of control.
Yeah, plus it's summer, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Summer beards are no fun.
I was like, come hockey season, bro. I won't be touching it except for to form it into a massive furry thing.
I'll bring the beard back.
Furriness. Yeah, so Alex Ovechkin visited China as a hockey ambassador. Pretty cool stuff. You can check this shit out on social media, various platforms. But, yeah, went to the Great Wall, grade 8 on the Great Wall. Was legitimately, like, interested in seeing China because he's never been there, which, you know, you think
I'd
Russian...
I'd like to check out China.
Yeah, I mean, you think Russia and China are, like, right next to each other, but not really. But yeah, so lots of good stuff from there. Not much news that's good coming out of the Capitals camp due to the whole Kuznetsov thing, but
yeah, that's kind
of
rough.
But yeah, Ovi's having fun, went to China. There were like little kids, and I guess they have they get English names and they call them house names, I guess.
Okay,
and there was a slew of kids that chose Alexander because they love hockey, and Ovechkin's like internationally probably one of the more popular guys. Which
Makes
is
sense.
Sweet, because all you hear about North America is fucking Crosby, and, you know, as much as I should hate the guy, I know he's a decent dude, but, you know, he's wearing a Penguins uniform, so nice
to... Is he going to China and supporting little children there?
No, but he did, like, go play with the Kenyan national team and shit like that.
Okay, so...
Although they
cool
might
shit.
Have been in the United States when he did that.
Oh.
Whatever.
He needs to go there.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard an interview on Chicklets, and it's just like, dude, we get it. You're a nice, genuine guy, but you're... fucking penguin.
But Bobby hates you.
Yeah. So long as he's in that fucking uniform, he's the enemy. So
the enemy.
Ovechkin making waves internationally. That's awesome. What else you got, son?
NFL, let's jump to that real quick. Actually, no, I'm going to go to soccer, MLS. Rapids, 11th in the West. 7-13, 6 ties, 27 points. tied with Vancouver for last. So no big surprise there. They haven't really put together their season.
No. So. Have you seen the billboards downtown?
No.
Okay, well, I'm sure
for the Rapids?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of them. Or like a handful anyway, like six or seven. Okay. And it's got like the team and, you know, they're being shot in downtown Denver. And like they're all just like, yeah, we're badass. But they try to do the same kind of like scowl for the fans.
Okay.
So they just, you know, a fan of every like race and creed or whatever.
I was like,
yeah, but it's like they all just look bored. Just like, and it's fucking hilarious. I tried to get a good picture of it, but you can't really tell that they just look bored. And I'm like, well, given the season.
Yeah,
this is boring. That's going.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
However, unfortunately, DC United cannot really talk any shit in that department. They have fallen to fifth in the East. They are 10-9-9 at 39 points, and they're currently 2 points out of making the playoffs behind the New York Red Bulls.
Oof.
So that's fucking terrible. They were
but 2 points.
I mean, yeah, it's like a win, but still, like, I mean, I guess we haven't covered them in a few weeks, but it hasn't gone well. And Wayne
Better
Rooney,
than the Rapids.
Yeah, Wayne Rooney is going to leave or did leave. So our big former EPL superstar is calling it quits.
Damn.
I wonder if that had to do with his DUI.
Oh, probably.
32 episodes. Sense. We reported on that.
Yeah. Look at you go.
Yeah.
Bringing it back full circle.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
let's go to the Rockies. Rockies last in NL West.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of we're doing some hot shit there for a while, and they've totally just fallen off. 16 games behind in the Western Conference. Third to last in National League.
Yeah. So the 6 game behind a wild card.
Ah.
Yeah. And that's a lot of games.
Type it out.
Yeah. Oh. Oh no, I wasn't correcting you.
No, you were, but well, I was confused. I was like,
Right. Yeah. We are reading off an outline.
Yeah. Don't let them know our secrets.
Yeah, so that's fucking bad news for the Rockies. The Nationals, on the other hand, have done pretty well as of late, and they have the first wild card position. They're only a few games back from a actual position, but that's a far cry from where we were last time we reported on baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah,
big swing and changes.
Yeah, they basically, Rockies went down, Nationals went up.
Yes, sir.
So, go Nats, I guess-ish.
Oh, let's go back to soccer, LAFC.
Yeah, well, I was going to save that for last.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
Our adopted team, LAFC, Meg has been sending me all sorts of crap. There's like a highlight of the superstar guy, Carlos Mencia. Yeah, Carlos Mencia, he just literally dribble circles around the dudes on the Earthquakes or the San Jose Quakes and walks a ball in.
Damn.
Yeah. He like just faked like, boop, boop, boop. He faked the shot, like the goalie's out of the thing, and then he dribbles around like three defenders and literally like, just
tap.
Didn't even tap. He just walked right into the goal.
Damn.
And to give you an idea of how bad they are, number one overall.
Oh,
they are number one in the West. They are sitting at 19-3-4 on the season. At 61 standings points, they have 71 goals for, only 25 goals against, a 46 goal differential, 2.35 goals per game. They are 11-0-1 at home, so undefeated technically at home. And to give you an idea, the next best team is Atlanta United FC. Their standing points are at 48 compared to LFC's 71. Their points per game is 1.78 compared to LAFC's 2.3. Their goals against is 30 compared to LAFC's 25, which, okay, that's close. But the goal differential for the next best team in the entire MLS is 16 compared to LAFC's 46.
Damn.
30 goal differential on 30 goal differential.
That's insanity, dude.
So fucking crazy.
I just popped that goal in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we probably shouldn't roll the dice, but
but does have an Audi ad going on right now.
Yeah, that's bad news, but yeah
nobody wants an Audi.
LAFC
gonna break down on you.
Killing it. And surprise, Meg will be in town the weekend after the draft.
Ooh!
So we'll be doing an episode that Friday evening, I hope.
Okay.
Obviously
I'm in town that entire week.
Oh, wonderful.
The third through the, yeah, the second through the sixth.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I'm out after
I'm
that.
Realizing what a bad idea is to surprise you on the air with something like that. Should probably surprise the people, the person watching, but not my podcast partner.
It's all good.
Yeah. So maybe we can do one Saturday morning. I don't know what his schedule's like, but he's in town for a wedding. So
nice.
He, she will be here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's get her him on.
Hurrem. All right. Should we move on to our main? No.
We got to do NFL. Yeah.
Sorry.
Broncos 1-2 in the preseason. They play the LA Rams tonight, 8/24/2019 at 7 p.m.
Evergreen.
And I was trying to sneak that in long. they're looking all right. Flacco looked pretty good in his couple drives he's done. So
yeah.
I'm not mad, but still doesn't look great. So it's just kind of Drew Lock injured his thumb, dislocated his thumb, so they think he's out for a few weeks.
Oh no.
And he was gonna be the up and coming star.
Oh Jesus.
But I don't know. They seem mediocre. I hope in the actual, you know, legitimate season, not the pre-cum season, that they're crushing it.
Yeah. Right now they're standing, I mean, it's not, oh, they're at 2-2.
How are they 2-2?
I don't know. That's
when I looked up their record.
Hall of Fame game.
Oh, okay.
It's weird because Baltimore is at 5-0, and I'm like, aren't there only four preseason games, and aren't we only on preseason game number 3? Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Wacky NFL schedule. Who knows? Obviously, we haven't really tuned in as well as we should because there's no fantasy points on the line.
Very true.
Yeah. So, with that in mind, Broncos are second in the AFC West behind the Raiders, who are at 3-1 and I guess looking okay. I don't know. It's preseason. Who gives a shit? On my side of things,
the points are made up and the rules don't matter.
The Skins, excuse me, are at 3-1, third.
Skins?
Yeah, third in their division. Again, it doesn't matter. The Cowboys are 0-4, so that makes me happy. But yeah, man, not looking great for the Redskins.
Well, they got to wait on Zeke for the boys, so.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah, he's still holding out.
Yeah,
he's
that'll be
trying
interesting.
Trying to play the bell card.
Which, you know, worked out so well for Le'Veon Bell. He's on the Jets.
Yeah.
At least he got paid, I guess.
He did, but now he's going to fall off hard, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be one of the more interesting things to watch. Obviously, you know, a little bit of FOP news. That was my keeper. I can no longer keep him. That is one thing we got to do for next week's episode, not
set our keepers.
Yeah, well, do our keeper prediction game.
Ooh, yeah.
So
maybe
even if we don't do a full ep next week because we have the draft thing, we kick things off with that. But we got put a pin in
keeper
that.
Keeper calls.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Nice alliteration.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Skins not looking so hot. Haskins is kind of struggling, but it's preseason. So hopefully the pressure makes diamonds, as RG3 would say. But hopefully he does not break his knee, as RG3 would do.
Usually does.
Yeah. That's all we got.
Oh, yeah. Cam Newton got injured.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they let him play for, like, almost an entire half, and then he sprained his foot.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, he got hurt, and they continued to let him play?
No.
Oh.
He should have been pulled out in the first quarter.
It's preseason.
Yeah. They let him continue to play for some reason, Riverboat Ron. And I was just like, what the fuck, you dumbass.
Well, that's terrible, but that is a great nickname.
I agree. Riverboat Ron Commish. Riviera.
That's fire.
Yeah. I don't know who came up with it, but I totally dig.
I dig
and
it.
And he looks like a riverboat, Ron.
Yeah.
Like, when you see him, you're like, yeah, I bet that guy smokes cigars on a riverboat and gambles sometimes.
All right, shall we go on to our main topic?
Yeah.
All right, today we are covering the Spanish sport. Well, it's kind of Spanish, kind of Brazilian. We'll get into the specifics of bossa ball.
I like the headphones.
Yeah, well, it's an intricate part of the sport, apparently. Which actually it kind of annoyed me, but let's get into it.
Okay.
Bossa ball is a team sport which combines volleyball, soccer, gymnastics, music, and good vibes.
Good vibes, man.
No, I'm serious. It's like a big part of it.
Okay.
The word bossa, which is loosely translated into style, flair, or attitude.
Bossa nova.
So, Style Flair, Attitude Ball.
Style Flair,
yeah.
Attitude Ball.
Think Bossa Nova, like the Brazilian style of samba.
Okay.
Yeah. So two teams of four play on an inflatable court separated by a net.
All right.
So volleyball style, but also mixed in with what the?
So it's like a bouncy house.
Yeah.
With a net in the middle.
Exactly.
Okay.
I am so sick of this keyboard. I can't get any shit to work. So this is a picture. Here you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So bouncy. It looks like a bouncy court with two pools. Oh, those are the trampolines.
Yeah, and that's what the next thing. There is a trampoline at the base of each net, or at this on each side at the base of the net.
Okay.
So one player, the attacker, is positioned on the trampoline. The other four, or the object, is to score by grounding the ball on your opponent's side of the court. Think volleyball, right?
Yeah. So and the net's held up by inflatable, like. Dick
penises.
Looking things, yeah.
Yeah.
And the court looks to be about 20 feet long and
yeah, it's
15 feet wide.
It's a moon bounce volleyball court
with an eight in the middle, and the circles of the eights are the trampolines.
Yeah, I call this one the hybrid of hybrids, because if you think about our hybrid hoedown, it's like all three things that we covered except for ice football are combined into one.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like tech ball.
yeah, it's like a
tech
ton of
ball,
shit together.
Slam ball, all the balls that are dangling around.
Netball.
So one player is on positioned on the trampoline. He's the attacker. The other three are on the bouncy castle floor around them. After a serve, which can be done by tossing.
Serve!
serve! after a serve, which can be done by tossing the ball up in the air and either volleyball style hitting it or kicking it over the net. It needs to go over the net, and then the other team has five touches to send it back over the net.
So two more touches than volleyball.
Yes, two more touches. That's where it gets weird. There are limitations on how these touches can happen.
So, ooh, I like it.
So think about, just think volleyball, four on four, there's a trampoline, and everyone's on a bouncy floor. And you can use soccer moves.
Okay.
So the two different types of touches.
What about night moves? Can you use night moves?
Yeah, only if the game is played at night and illuminated properly. Otherwise, you're going to hurt yourself.
And Bob Seger is there.
Yeah. That's one thing we will get into. It's more of a thing that they demonstrate at music festivals more than sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll play a clip later, but you'll see where it gets that. It's pretty funny.
Do they have prairie dogs with the plague?
No,
at these festivals?
It's more like world music festivals.
Okay.
So if Bob Seger ended up in Rio
de
Janeiro.
So they have like rats with the plague.
Yeah, probably rats or toucans.
Toucans with the plague?
I mean, if it's like South American. Like I said, the dude that invented it is Spanish, but it kind of got developed in Brazil, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. It's very international.
All right.
It's a pit bull of sports.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah,
Mr. 305.
Mr. International.
Dude, he's got like AKAs out his AKA ass.
I think you're wrong. I think he started at Mr. 305 and became Mr. International. So he still reps 305 while he's doing international stuff.
Yeah, man. But I go old school. OG Pitbull.
Fair enough. Okay. So there's two different types of touches.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Yeah, let's we talked enough.
Tell me
about
these touches, Bobby.
Yeah, can you keep it above 18 when we're talking about touches? Because I think we did enough touching of...
Hands up, no touch.
Jokes about touching earlier. Okay, so there's a volley touch, which is counts as a single touch, and it's a bump, set, or spike, or a drop shot. I don't know what a drop shot is. Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, anyway. And then there's the soccer touch. Which thing called a double soccer touch is allowed, which is basically touching the ball twice without using your arms or hands. But this is more like when you see in a soccer game, a high ball, dude like stops it with his shoulder or chest
and then
either
foots it.
Bumps it up to his head or down to his foot, and that counts as one thing.
So two moves, one ball touch.
Well, it's
one touch. Two moves, one touch.
Yeah, two moves, one touch.
Okay.
Of the five contacts, the ball has to be played at least once using a soccer touch.
Ooh, okay.
But that's okay. So
one head or foot.
Yeah, there's a chart that explains
or knee
this.
Or chest.
Right, but that's only after two touches.
Okay.
So there is a we got.
Ooh,
on
I like
screen
that they
here.
Have a graph.
Yeah, it's really helpful. I probably should have just screenshotted it, but so. On one touch, you can use a volley. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? Send it allowed. Back over the net. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a soccer to a volley touch. That's allowed. But three volleys in a row, not allowed.
Ooh.
So you can do volley, and then you either got to send it over the net or it's got to be a soccer touch. And then pretty much any other converse or
combination.
Okay, so you can do a volley, and then a soccer touch.
Oh.
That's legal. But no, you can't do four volleys in a row.
Okay.
And if you do three volleys and don't send it over, you got to do a soccer.
Yep. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to watch and comprehend.
No, I get it.
But it's just
it's like volleyball, but
exactly.
Instead of the third volley being, you know, having to go over the net, you have to soccer it over the net.
Right. So there of the go. Five contacts, the ball has to be played at least once using a soccer touch, and that's after three volleys.
Cool.
Yeah, and the idea here is to I'm going to get a video going in the background
show me that
here.
Video.
The idea here is to
be a white guy from the suburbs with tall shorts.
Actually, wait. No, we're going to do some other
shorts.
Things before videos. Okay, so the strategy here is to volley the ball around while the attacker gains height on the trampoline.
Okay.
And then set him up for a spike or a drop kick. Maybe that's what a drop shot is.
Do you think they bicycle kick it over the net?
Oh, fuck yeah, they bicycle kick it over the net. But
yeah, they do.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, that would be like the ideal way to do it.
Oh, yeah, it's like a finishing move.
Right. And the volley continues back and forth between teams until a point is scored or a violation happens.
Okay.
This brings us to how scoring works. Now, like I said, it's just like volleyball. You score a point when you down the ball on your opponent's side of the court. However, there are four different ways to score, or four different point values to different types of scoring. So when playing with a volley touch, now remember, that's hands, right? You get 1 point when the ball is grounded on the opponent's playing area.
From a volley. From hands.
From
okay.
hands, right? You get 3 points when the ball is grounded directly into the opponent's trampoline.
Okay, so like a spike with no opponent touches is 3 points.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be a spike. If the team just sucks, it could be like...
True.
But yes, you're talking like a 20-foot net or whatever. So chances are you're going to send it to the high-flying dude. And, you know, your typical bounce or whatever, your regular volley touch.
Yeah, he's
going
to Bruce Lee that shit.
Yeah, or, well, Bruce Lee would be a kick.
True.
Different. So,
or a one-inch punch.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I stand corrected. If it's a one-inch punch, it's 3 points in the trampoline, one on the regular court.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Now, if it's a soccer touch, i.e. a kick,
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, some sort of kick or a header.
Yep.
It's 3 points when it's grounded in the opponent's playing area, and it's 5 points when it's grounded in the opponent's trampoline.
Ooh.
Yes. And the one
I like that it's like the bonus area.
Yeah. This seems like
that's got to be hard as fuck because it's up close to the net.
Right. And a dude's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude is specifically assigned to it. So you do not get points for fancy style and flips and all this other crap. But it is highly encouraged to cultivate entertainment.
Yeah.
Whoops. To cultivate entertainment.
Bring some lube.
And again, good vibes. So this is why this sport is annoying me, because it's just like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, and good vibes, bro.
Fucking fish, bro. No plague's gonna stop me,
bro.
Bro,
I got good vibes.
So the basa wall surrounding the trampoline is neutral and can be played off of unless the ball comes to a complete spot. Or stop on it.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at this diagram.
The figure eight
area. The shotgun.
Is, yeah.
The double barrel shotgun around the trampolines.
Pig's nose.
Yeah, there you go. That's free to play if the ball does not go to a rest. So if it bounces off that, you're not out.
You can still play.
No points until
Crazy.
Something happens. Yeah.
Okay.
So they put some thought into it, even though the vibes and shit kind of annoy me.
That'd be a bad vibe, bro.
That would you're not going to have a good vibe.
Dude, you totally harsh my mellow by hitting the boss a wall.
Yeah. The team that scores serves the next point, just like volleyball or tennis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much.
No, tennis, you serve until you win the game.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Never
mind.
Yeah,
it's like
scratch that.
15 love,
yeah.
30 love, 40 love, then you win.
Could there be love?
Could there be none?
Okay. Only with no points.
Only with no bossa wall.
All right. The match is played in the best of a three sets format.
Okay.
So a set is over once a team reaches 21, and they must win by two. If the match goes to a third set, the third set is only played till 15, still must win by two.
Damn. All right.
Okay, so this is where it starts to annoy me. there are three refs in the game, one at the net, two on each side kind of thing.
Okay.
Pretty typical, right?
Yeah.
And then there are samba refs.
A DJ.
No. No, no, no. It's a samba three-piece playing a lot of percussion throughout the whole game.
Oh.
And it's required. It's like a part of the game.
So no one's ever going to play this in their backyard ever.
I don't know, man. I lived in L.A. They fucking throw it out in a backyard. If you can fit this fucking court in the backyard, you best believe.
Where are they going to get the samba guys, though?
I mean, Brazil.
And can the samba guys call, like, hey, man, that's out.
Hey, man, that was a bad jam. No, they're just called samba refs. Like, I kid you not. Now it's
Do tight. They have, like, red and green and black striped shirts?
I don't think it's that
Because if they don't, I'm going to never watch this sport.
They do have shirts, but it's not as cool as you would think. Whoops. Oh, so this
I'm really disappointed.
So right this now. This is the exit. It was played as a demonstration sport in Rio during
for the
Olympics.
Olympics.
Oh, okay. You're right. There is a DJ. Okay, so I guess it can be a DJ.
I'd hope so, because, I mean, that seems way more realistic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's the bicycle kick.
Yeah, the first thing
in the
show.
Face.
And see, that was like a weird serve. So,
yeah.
Like I said, it's almost – there's a samba piece, though. They're the refs.
Oh, yeah. Look at that guy dancing.
But as you see, music is a huge –
we're in a Pele jersey.
Huge part of it. That looks like the Brazilian team.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
They waxed the competition.
Just by the hair of the dog.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's all about fancy shit. And this is the one thing that we haven't really...
Dude, look at all these other major news networks that have covered this.
Yeah.
They're almost as big as we are.
Probably shouldn't be giving them love. Whoops.
Or whatever, our little bitmojis are covering it up.
Yeah, that's true. The censor emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's obviously some kind of a phenomenon, right?
Something. At least in Brazil.
Like a phenomenon.
Like a phenomenon.
Fum, fum, fum. Ooh, there we go.
Oh, that guy touched the net.
Yeah. Here's the thing is, like, as popular as this is,
yeah,
not so much out about it. Just one short Wikipedia page, which means we won't be going into, you know, the history.
Deep dive.
Yeah. We went as deep as we could. Hi-yo.
Hey-yo. After going Brazilian.
Yeah. So, like I said, there are... Oh, wow. Yeah. Teams and...
Argentina, Colombia... Holland,
final Holland
Belgium,
coming through
Brazil
cool.
Colombia. All right.
Ooh,
yeah, that was bad.
That's not good.
I was like,
yeah, hopefully that didn't do too much damage. So now here's a clip of the guy who invented the sport explaining.
Yes.
And
Philip,
if you had any other questions.
Oh my god, this guy looks like he'd invent a sport like this.
Yeah.
Of football, gymnastics, and volleyball. Bossa ball is one of the most unique events on the sporting landscape.
The main inspiration was in Brazil when I was there in 95, when I was a music manager with one of my bands. And
humble brag.
I went into Brazilian music a lot. I think they're the greatest
he was.
Musicians of the world. Yeah, I was always watching soccer games when I was younger, live soccer games, so the whole atmosphere of singing. Then I saw the race of beach volleyball, and I remember that a trampoline was the only thing I liked on gymnastic classes. So one day I just combined everything, and I also combined it with music, which is my other passion. So it's the three sports and the music, and it's total of a lot of body movements and techniques.
And broken ankles.
Right. So, yeah, like I said, the hippie aspect.
He also kind of looks like a supervillain from a 90s movie.
Yes. When this Bossa court pops, it'll release a deadly nerve gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty much Bossa ball. Volleyball on a bouncy castle with a trampoline and samba music.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd like to play it.
I would like to have this set up somewhere.
I think it needs like a pool of water around it just to really set it off.
Oh, like so, on a lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like floating Bosa ball.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Let's next level this shit.
Yeah.
And then we'll have floating DJs. Oh, they could just be on pontoon boats.
Yeah, there you go. Everyone just like, you know, you chill on a boat, and then when it's your turn, you just go Bosa.
Yeah, how do you use a trampoline in the water, though? They're not as bouncy because the water dissipates the bounce.
No, they have them, man.
Oh, I know they have them. My parents had one when we lived on a lake.
You just make sure it's elevated enough so you can...
Yeah, but they don't bounce. Never mind. We're playing this shit on water sometime.
Yeah, let's do this up at your pops' house.
All right.
Yeah.
I wonder how much a Bosa ball court is.
I don't know.
Probably like $5,000, you know?
Yeah, I'm searching Denver Bosa ball, and it's not coming up, unfortunately.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, oldest sport in America. How does that have anything to do with Bosa ball? You're not helping, internet.
No.
Yeah, but as you can see, like, I couldn't even find just like an actual match. It's just like dudes playing fucking samba and highlight reel and then this guy.
Yeah, it's crazy because it showed that there was a tournament at some point. So you think they'd be able to go and be like, hey, here's a full match, but they must have the same people as the LFL promoting their sport.
Well, yeah, and I was about to say, you know, here's a list of some events that have happened. The sport itself was like invented in 2005. There was a World Cup of it in 2009 in which took place in Turkey, and the Netherlands won.
Singapore plays.
Yeah, Kuwait played.
What the fringe?
Yeah, right. In 2010,
Slovenia.
Yeah. There was a European Cup. Belgium won. Belgium also won again in 2011. And then the Netherlands. This is European. The Netherlands won in 2012. And then another World Cup was held, of course, you know, every 4 years, as a World Cup is.
Yeah.
Netherlands again took it. So two in a row for the Netherlands. And then.
Damn.
A Decade of Air World Cup was held in 2015, and Belgium won. I mean, Netherlands seemed to dominate in this, which is interesting. You would think Spain or Brazil, considering they're kind of the countries of origin, would do it, but I guess not.
Yeah. Or Portugal, if they played. Doesn't look like I see Portugal.
Yeah, there you go. But again, pretty cool sport. All in all, disappointed that there wasn't more information about crazy Bosa ball stuff or like premier players or anything, but I think that's kind of the idea. One of the videos I found did say that like the main objective is just to spread the sport and spread joy instead of
Good vibes, man.
Yeah, good vibes all day. And again, like this is supposed to be a highlight thing. Oh, I guess this is the original design of the Bosa court. Interesting.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love that it looked like it was like some foam from
when you
plant some fake plants. And then some hair clips and a little piece of netting.
Yeah. And again, I clicked on something that said highlight reel, and it's literally just them talking to Philippe about shit instead of actually showing us the damn sport.
Of course.
Yeah. So not happy with the coverage. LFL. They get an LFL in
that
department.
They get an RFL rating.
But I'm going to give them an A for innovation. I think this is really entertaining.
Ooh, I think we need to come up with a grading system of all these sports.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, okay. So it gets
and like with the sports listed out and their ranking in each of those, and then like an overall ranking.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe we do
power
that.
Rankings of the sport itself.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
So on a scale of netball to kapati, what do you give Bosa ball?
Definitely above netball. I'd give it like top five.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the more interesting ones we've watched.
For sure.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd be like, I give it a Pes Apollo, but
ranking Pes system Apollo's
doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work yet because we haven't established the rankings. Well, that would be an interesting thing. Maybe.
But like I said, I'd play this more than I'd go watch a match. It's a sport that'd be more fun to play than watch.
Definitely would rather bounce around on the damn bouncy castle than play. Like netball, you know. I'd play it, but I'm not gonna go watch it.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
unless
yeah.
It's the World Cup and
well,
we get
in that case
someone to sponsor us
well
again.
In 4 years when we're on podcast episode 500 something.
Yeah.
We can go check out the Netball World Cup, hopefully.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. That about does it for us. Kind of a short episode, but Boastball doesn't have a lot to talk about. So, commit, shout.
Peace. Be safe, kids.